What's the difference you want to make with your legacy? What's the long-term impact that you want to make? You growing a billion-dollar organization, think of the families' lives that you're going to change and how their futures are going to change. A never-finished mindset is a byproduct and an extension of a vision that's that big.
Welcome back to The Burn Podcast. Today marks a new chapter for the show as we're kicking off a 12-month collaboration with Colton Paulus and his show, The Visionaries Table. Every month, we will be sharing a conversation between Ben and Colton as they peel back the layers of what it takes to be a high performer and a visionary leader. Welcome to the first segment of what we're calling At the Table with Ben and Colton.
Okay, so on today's episode of the Visionaries Table, we're doing something we've never done before. So Ben Newman is back for a second episode. We talked a month ago about he's going to be doing mental toughness and personal excellence coaching over the next 12 months. So we're doing episode 2 of a 12-month journey that we're going to go down where we engage in helping you. Ben is an expert in this field, right? This is what he does. He coaches top leaders, top business people, top athletes, anybody you know, he has had a hand in helping their life get taken to the next level. So we're going to help you over the next 12 months engage in mental toughness, personal excellence, and really helping take your life to the next level. So Ben, welcome back to the show, man. I'm excited to dig in.
Colton, it's great to be back, and it's just awesome to be a part of what you're doing, which I mentioned it last month. It's something that I've never seen done before in this space, and it's bringing individuals together to truly have consistency and messaging to make a difference in people's lives. And right. You know, some shows are amazing because they do have a variable of different things at different times, but this type of consistency with a very clear targeted purpose,
that's right,
I think it's going to be an amazing ride for all of us. We're all going to get better from it.
That's right. Yep. I'm excited. Okay. So what, let's dig in. We talked a little bit off air, but just so the audience knows, what's the latest and greatest in your world? And then we'll kind of dig into some tactical stuff.
We are moving fast. I always joke that our team is always moving really, really fast, but I was in Vegas last week for a talk at a neurospine convention. And then I was on the Ryan Pineda show and home for a few days, then off to the Arnold, where one of our clients is actually competing. And so, you know, whether it's football or whether it's bodybuilding or whether it's the UFC, you know, it's always busy for us because seasons happen at different times. So there's always something going on in sports. There's always a keynote that's going on. We have some major events. Yeah. You know, I'm doing keynotes every single month and coaching every single month. We have our events. Our next big event is April 13th with Jerry Rice and Trent Shelton and Sal Frisella at First Form in St. Louis and Chris Pronger, Jackie Joyner-Kersee. We are always moving, Colton, and you know that about me.
That's right.
And I could go on and on and on, but I always like to put it back to the listeners.
Yes.
And I say this very humbly. Our team stays that busy because of what we have made a choice to do every day for a long period of time. And when I say long period of time, I'm not talking about like 2 weeks or a couple of months. I've been doing this for 18 plus years, and consistently, and my definition of consistency, every day doing the things that are in alignment with our passion to make a difference in people's lives.
It's awesome. I was thinking about this before the show, right? You know, we know about my journey the last 6 months of losing over 100 pounds. And it's funny, when you get into mental toughness, personal excellence, fitness, reading, developing, whatever it is to take your life to the next level, I think what people don't realize is that first couple months is kind of that moment where it's a little scary. You're not sure what's going to happen, but man, I'm like addicted to fitness and to health and nutrition. And I think for people out there, understanding that just getting started is the hardest thing you're going to do. Once you get started, though, it almost becomes like a drug because you start winning a little bit and you're chasing the journey and the process of becoming your best self. So I think at the end of the day, you know, what Ben is saying is when you go into something, think long term. Don't think, you know, 60 days, 90 days, like even this podcast and this content game, right? I'm thinking in a decade. Like what can I do over the course of a decade? If it's not where I want it to be in the next six months, who cares? I have 9.5 more years, right? Like, think of the process of how do you engage things and do it long term. So talk to me about that. When you get started into this mental toughness journey, personal excellence, how do you phrase people to get thinking long term?
Well, first off, let's have some fun with this in the content space. When I first started doing like a weekly show, I think it was probably 2010, maybe 2009 or 2010. Colton, if we were to pull up one of those videos right now and share it with everybody, people would go, what the hell did you do another video after that series, right? You would have just stopped.
That's right.
And I think that proves to your point, you know, where I am now, you know, we're 5+ seasons into The Burn. We've worked with coach some of the highest performers in the world, had them on the show. I've, you know, been on Nick Saban's payroll, all these for 5 years, all these things that have happened is because of long obedience in the same direction, attacking the process every day. If I would have measured myself on the videos back in 2010, I probably wouldn't be on here with you right now, right? Because I would have said, man, that's a wrap. We can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
But back then, Colton, it was great content. Mm-hmm. Back then, it was moving the needle and helping people in their lives. And I had to go through that growth in order to get to where I am now.
Totally.
And I still feel like I'm just scratching the surface. And that's where I believe for all of us, when you mentioned and you picked up on that long-term vision,
yeah,
what's the difference you want to make with your legacy?
Totally.
You know, what's the long-term impact that you want to make? You growing a billion-dollar organization, think of the families' lives that you're going to change,
yep,
and how their futures are going to change from people that you employ to your franchise model. That's a big vision. There's no stopping. That's like a never finished mindset is a byproduct and an extension of a vision that's that big.
Totally.
And then for you, what happens, and I think for so many of us, when we've tapped into our capacity in our lives, when you set a really big vision that's professional,
yeah,
you then realize, wait a second, for me to get there, I have to challenge myself physically. I have to lose these 100 pounds. I'm not going to be able to play with my kids in the backyard, let alone run a business.
Yes.
I mean, don't you see that there's a correlation there?
Oh, it's absolutely true. I don't even know how I was so blinded, right? And that's what I want people to realize. If you're in a season where you are overweight or you're in a depression season, it doesn't matter where you are. You can fight your way out of it. I mean, 6 months ago, I'm not going to say the exact weight because I'm going to do a story about it when I do get to my dream weight, but I was around 400 pounds, right? And it's like, I don't even know how I let that happen. I played Division I sports. I'm a high achiever in business. And just this one area of my life, I let go down a path that was not serving me, right? But now I can't even tell you how much sharper I am, how much bigger my dreams are, the leadership. I mean, this content, this podcast, the ability to serve others. I mean, it's just endless what's happening in my life just by losing the weight and getting healthy, right? Because it's not only physically healthy, it's mentally healthy, it's spiritually healthy. I mean, it all coincides with our physical fitness and the things we engage in. So yes, in a long answer, absolutely, it has helped me tremendously.
So one big key, it's interesting that you said this, and I've actually never framed anything this way. And one of the things that I look forward to in this show is I want to be able to provide things for your audience or speak or to frame things in such a way that I haven't shared anywhere else.
Yeah.
I want this to be special for the audience. I want this to be a special journey. And so I think the uniqueness of it is being able to do coaching with you live, really these deep conversations where really we're going to watch your life change to get to that next level, which is going to change others and it's going to change me. So let me frame something for everybody. You got to that number, we'll call it close to 400 pounds, one bite of food at a time.
Yep.
You got there one day at a time, choosing to not work out.
That's right.
You got there one day at a time, choosing to just accept that this part of my life is out of control. Mm-hmm. You got there one day at a time, listening to your self-talk saying, I once was a professional athlete.
Totally. Yes.
So the perspective now has to change. So now, wherever you are, wherever you're listening, whatever excuses you've been telling yourself, if you've put on that extra 20 pounds that you can't stand, if you've gotten out of the habit of working out, do not trip on anything that's behind you. Just like Colton, he's a source of inspiration. At some point in time, you flip the perspective and say, hey, if I put on the weight one meal at a time,
that's right.
One choice to not do a workout, well, guess what? Going the other way is no different. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to do it in 1 month. We may not do it in 12 months, but we're going to do it one meal at a time.
That's right.
And we're going to do it one workout at a time. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do it one day at a time. And we're going to do it the silencing of your self-talk, one conversation with yourself at a time. And so that's the perspective. The way it went on is the same way that you've been able to make this major stride. Yeah. And it's how we're going to get to the life-changing strides you're going to make. My goal for you, Colton, is we're able to get you back into shape to go play college sports.
That's right.
To be able to say, you know, if I needed to, I could go compete right now. Yeah. And I'm a 45-year-old guy. And when I go to see Kansas State, when I would be at Alabama, I would get under the weight after practice and I would push weight with those guys because I was doing my work.
That's right.
And that's where, when you become the example and you believe, most people would say, oh, he's a 45-year-old man. He could never get into shape like that. Why not? Because what you believe and your belief system is what your action follows.
That's right.
So if your beliefs are you're full of shit and you're telling yourself the wrong story, your action is going to look like shit.
That's right.
But just like you've been making one decision at a time to go the other direction, that's what I want all of your listeners to do. Lean in on this journey with us, and we're going to go one decision at a time, whether you're losing weight, building a business, you want to become a better mother, you want to become a better father, or you just want to become better overall in your life.
That's right. And what's funny is I read it 5 years ago, but I'm rereading the book, The Slight Edge. I don't know if you've read that book by Jeff Olson, but he talks about it and he's like, success is easy to do. It's also easy not to do, right? It's very easy to eat a hamburger four times a week. It's also pretty easy to pre-cook your meals, right? So it's easy to do, it's easy not to do. And people, a lot of times, they just go down the path of easy not to do. And they don't say, hey, they want this quantum leap is what he calls it, right? They want to go from 400 pounds to 250 pounds. Well, you know what? That's not going to happen without work day by day. It's going to take a journey. It's going to take a process. But just like you said, I was on what's called the failure curve in my health, and I was going this way. Well, I can get right back on the success curve with one decision, but it has to be followed up by daily actions over the course of a long period of time. And I think that's the biggest thing is if you can destroy the quantum leap theory in your life that it's going to happen right away. It's not going to happen right away. But you know what? That's what's exciting, because the journey is what's fun. The chase is what's fun. The process is what's fun, right? I mean, Andy Frisella, I was listening to a video, I think it was 3 weeks ago, and he talked about, he's like, I don't even love these cars anymore. It's like a hobby now, but I get in them. It just seems like a Honda Civic. But so he's more after the hunt and the chase rather than the actual experience of getting the car. So I think a lot of people, when you're going down this path, you can either engage in the failure curve or the success curve. And it both happens one day at a time, like Ben's talking about, one bite at a time, one 30, 45 minute circuit training workout at a time, right? And so why don't you talk about that a little bit more? Like, how does someone get started? Because we're talking about mental toughness. And a lot of times people are like, oh, I can't be like Ben Newman. I can't be like Colton. I can't be like Andy Frisella or Andy Elliott. But you can. You just have to daily do the work and start to build the momentum in your life. So why don't you talk about that a little bit?
First off, everybody's going to have the opportunity to get the gift of having the ebook version of your mental toughness playbook, which has been downloaded over a million times. So whether you grab that directly by messaging Colton, we'll always give you the ability at freeplaybook.net. You can go and grab it and download it so that you have it. But of the six mental training tools that I've been using for my coaching work for almost two decades, literally with the highest performers in sports and in business, and most of the individuals that you're watching online that are coaches and influencers, I'm coaching them behind the scenes and people have no idea that I'm coaching them.
That's right.
These are the tools that I use and we're giving them to you. So when we give things that are free, this is one of the things I used to always love that you could just feel it in Andy's voice when I was one of the co-hosts on the MF CEO Project podcast back in the day. Mm-hmm. You know, when Andy would be like, the cost of this, it's free. There's no cost to listen, but you have to share this. You have to give. And he was almost like, just do it. Like,
that's right.
And he could. Andy doesn't need anybody with his businesses to share and like his stuff and need more followers. He's doing it because he cares. So when Colton and I say you can get this for free, like we need you to download it.
Yeah.
Like this isn't just entertainment. Like Andy Elliott is not going to come on here every month to entertain you. That's Andy right. Elliott wants to move the needle in your life. I want to move the needle in your life. So what I would love for you to do is download the playbook or grab it from the show notes or email Colton's team. We'll continue to send it out. Yep. And I want you to go to Your Prize Fighter Day. Your Prize Fighter Day is the mental training tool that breaks down your personal, professional, and of service decisions that will cause you to win one day at a time. And to keep it simple, all I want you to do is test this for 7 days. I want you to say, what's the goal of what you're attacking personally? And we will get more complex and more detailed over time.
Yep.
But if similar to Colton, I want to lose weight. Okay. Then what's the nutrition plan and what's the workout plan? And let's start with the next 7 days.
That's right.
And all I want you to do one day at a time for the next 7 days. And then I want you to mark on your calendar 7 days from when you're listening to Colton and I right now, I want you to write on your calendar Prize Fighter Day test. Mm-hmm. So in 7 days, you're going to go back and you're going to look and you're going to say, okay, here's what I was supposed to do with my nutrition. Here's what I was supposed to do with my workouts. How did I do?
Yeah.
And then I want you professionally. What's the one thing anybody can say? Oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to grind. Drives me crazy. You've heard me say that. I can't stay. Don't tell me that you want to grind. Mm-hmm. If you want to grow a $1 billion business, on his way to growing a $1 billion business like Colton yeah. doesn't wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to grind today. And he That's kisses right. his wife and the kids and he's out the door. No, you have to get locked in on exactly what you need to do in that day. Mm-hmm. And so what I want you to do is identify the period of time in your business or your professional life when you were most successful.
Yeah.
If it was last week, great. If it was 6 months ago, if it was 2 years ago. And I want you to write down the one, two, or three things that you did during that period of time that made you successful and confident about your success. Mm. And then I want you to bring those disciplines back into your life and do them once a day mm-hmm. for the next 7 days. You guys see how simple this can be?
That's right.
And then number three, of service. John Wooden used to say that you cannot do something or you cannot have a great day until you've done something for somebody else with no expectation of anything in return.
That's
so right. One time per day, mm-hmm. Colton and I are both faith-based, strong, Christian men.
Yep.
Just go do good for the world. This right. world is so damn broken. Like one time per day, go do something good for the world. Be of service.
Totally.
And then 7 days from now, we just want you guys to look back and say, okay, did I pick the right things?
Totally.
And if you did, we're going to keep doing it one day at a time.
Yeah.
I have clients I've worked with for 10 years, 15 years. I'm in my 10th season with Coach Kleiman at Kansas State. Mm-hmm. Three national championships at North Dakota State, a Big 12 championship at Kansas State, my 10th year. We've won over 100 football games together. I've been on the sideline with him every week for 10 years in the fall.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We talk about it's prize fighter days. We literally at Kansas State on their practice jerseys, we have a prize fighter of the week every week, and it's a little football player that has boxing gloves on, and they get a little patch. And it's the prize fighter of the week. This is how winning is done.
That's right.
There's no need to change the model.
For sure.
Get disciplined. identify what you need to do, and then we want to drive the accountability for you to do it one day at a time. Man, you get me rolling, Colton.
Well, I was going to elaborate on that too, because I think what's exciting for the listeners and for people engaging here is you coach some of the top performers on planet Earth.
Have you thought about writing a book, but just don't have the time? We would love to help you make that dream come true this year. Introducing BNC Publishing. We offer an in-house three-step process to help you bring your book to life. The whole process only takes 60 to 90 days. Compared to 18 months for traditional publishing methods, we work fast. To see if we are a good fit to work together on your project, email our team at info@bennewman.net. That's info@bennewman.net. Now, back to the show.
For them to get started on their health journey, their business journey, their transformation journey, the high achievers are doing the same thing. It's not some like, oh, they're doing something different. No, they're just engaging in daily consistent activities over the course of years and decades. And you can do the same thing, right? I think people think they're like, oh, it's different for Ben Newman. It's different for Nick Saban. It's different for, you know, Tom Brady or Michael Jordan. No, they might work really hard, right? That's the cost of greatness. But they're just doing things every single day over the course of a long period of time, but it starts with every single day. And I just think people, they think it's some far off concept to achieve greatness, right? I'm a pretty average dude when it really comes down to it. I just have massive dreams, and I feel like I'm honoring God with achieving things, you know, that he's created me to do. And so I take it very serious, right? To achieve and to be all that I was created to be. But I'm not like some marketing guru, some CFO guru. I don't have a ton of talents when it comes to business operations. I just believe really big, and I know that I'm going to get there one day at a time, one step at a time over the course of a long period of time. And what's funny is it's one area I neglected in my health journey. I knew all this, right? Mm-hmm. I literally had coaches in Division I sports. They would print books and they would give us audio tapes and they would talk about all this stuff. And in business, I did it. And then in my health, I didn't. And so I think people listening to this, you might be successful in your physical fitness, but you might be failing in your marriage. Or you might be successful in your marriage, but you're failing in your business, right? You can be successful in every area. It actually frustrates me so much when people say you have to neglect certain areas of your life. That's not true. You can be successful in every area. So why don't you talk about that? Because I know that's big on your heart too, where
that's why when you hear a prize fighter day, it's not saying to somebody, hey, for the next 3 months, we're going to lock in, we're going to build your pipeline, and we're going to have the best 3 month stretch in sales that you've ever had in your company. But you're going to have to go home to your loved ones and tell them you're not going to see them. You're going to have to tell your kids that you're going to miss all the games. And anything that you thought you were going to do charitably or philanthropically, don't even think about it because you're not going to have time.
Yeah.
That's actually when people move away from their greatest self.
Totally.
If you worked 24, nobody works 24/7. I don't care who you are or what kind of BS you want to feed. There is nobody that's working 24, like literally all I do is work 24/7 and I don't sleep. Give me a break. You would be underperforming. That's just not the way that things work. I've actually found that the highest performers, they make their family a priority.
For sure.
They make their kids a priority. They make their work. They don't pick and choose which is more important than another. They actually tap into, and I think this is what's most important, where we want to fuel a different belief and perspective.
Yeah.
They tap into their capacity rather than listening to weak people of this world who are single-minded because only they can be successful at one thing at a time.
Totally. Yes.
My business, I literally methodically track my business. My business, the revenue of my business has increased every year for the last 20 years. Every year for the last 20 years. And I don't have a business that just does a little bit of revenue.
Yeah.
I'm talking about millions upon millions of dollars, an eight-figure business. It is not a one-minded, one single lane opportunity. I actually spend more time with my family now. And I've always had this, I really do call it a balanced mindset. And when I say balanced, Colton, it doesn't mean the exact same amount of time.
That's right.
But it means my family's a priority.
Yep. Absolutely.
It means that giving and serving is a priority. I want to move the needle in somebody else's life when they don't expect it every day.
Totally.
And so you can do those things if you choose to tap into your capacity. And I spend more time with my family and we generate more revenue than we ever have.
Totally. Yep.
Well, how do you make sense of that? Because when you actually tap into your capacity, you achieve more.
Yep.
You think Colton is on track to run a $1 billion business by himself? He's got 90 employees. Plus he has franchises that buy into, so call it another 100, 200 individuals and their family. You don't do that, but who the hell gets to $1 billion by themselves? But you realize you tap into your capacity. Colton says, here's what I want to do. And I love it. And that's all we're challenging you to do. The things personally you want to do in life, just do them.
That's right.
Stop listening to the person who says, oh, no. You can only focus on business and then you're going to take time off. That is just, it's not even the truth.
Totally. Yep. Well, and so to elaborate
people have to believe in the different and the real message.
That's right. And to elaborate on that, I feel like the reason your business is even going to the next level, mine is doing the same thing. And I'm not like grinding 60 hours a week, hitting the phones, making calls, right? What I've done and what you've done is you have high leverage, right? So like you'll go to a speaking engagement, that'll be a high revenue, moment for your business. You'll obviously gain influence and followers. So you're doing things that have what I call high leverage, right? So like for me, we're selling franchises. Well, I can literally sell one franchise that could do $5 million a year, right? So that's just one sell, right? And they have a leverage point. So if I sell 100 of those, that's $500 million. Well, I don't have to work that hard to sell 100 of those. That's not like, you know, I'm hitting the phone 60 hours a week and I'm grinding. It's just a few meetings, a few, we call them confirmation days for franchises. People fly in, they meet our team. I literally spend 8 hours, one day a month, and we sell 10 new franchise territories. So I'm not working harder, I'm working smarter. And I kind of hate that term, but it is true. I call it high leverage moments, high leverage activity. So to get out of the day-to-day, you do have to put in those high leverage moments where you're the lever on your activity is bigger and has more of a vision and can, achieve more than what you thought you could achieve. So why don't you talk about that? Because a lot of time you're not responding to a ton of emails, I'm sure. You're spending moments actually engaging in pushing your life forward.
Well, and so actually let's take another. So you nailed leverage in that setting. Let's use leverage in another connotation.
Yep.
When I'm on that stage, right? So last week, people, they see all the sports. They don't realize 70% of my work is still in the corporate world. 30% of it is in sports, right? So we're touching people across all walks of life. And my business started corporately. I didn't do anything in sports from 2006 to 2011. It was all corporate. When I was on that stage as an audience of 2,000 neurosurgeons for an annual spine summit in Vegas last week, when I was on that stage, our team, so I keep this on my desk. There's my leverage, Colton.
Yeah.
That's our team. So back in 2006, when I got hired to speak for the very first time, it was just me. I was one guy. But then I realized the more that I spoke, there were more opportunities that came in. Well, I couldn't do every speaking engagement. So we built a mini speakers bureau. Yeah. Then we built a coaching network. We now have 25 speakers, 15 coaches. There's all these things that we leverage. So when I'm standing on that stage, there's another speaker in another city giving a talk and making an impact because I couldn't be in two cities in the same day.
Yeah.
We're delivering coaching work, and scaling your business takes leverage.
For sure.
And so now think back to that big vision. I want Colton and I to meet everybody where you are. If you're back starting your business, like I was, that first speech, $500 in 2006, And I was a 26-year-old kid thinking, this is a thing? You're going to pay me $500 to come
and speak? Right. That was a ton of money at the time, right? Yeah, right.
Like, yeah. Like, yeah, you're like, I can't, this is unbelievable. 500 yeah. bucks and you're going to pay all my expenses to come to Chicago. And what I realized was my passion for the work. Don't worry about the money. Lean in and be passionate about what you're doing. The more you do that, the more opportunity you create. And then as you grow, you look for opportunities to scale. And that's one of the things where we've really changed the game. That's why influencers come to us. That's why business owners, coaches come to us. We have a program called Coach to Coaches. We literally take people behind the scenes to scale their business and their coaching models to do it the right way.
Yep.
And I always share with people, the secret of the highest performers, like we talked about last month, is the burn.
That's right.
Stay connected to the real deep-rooted reason why you want to do it. Me having this desire to continue to write my mother's story. You have to connect to your burn. You have to do it for the right reasons and know that money and scaling and massive leverage is a byproduct of the belief that you have in yourself right now.
That's right.
And the willingness to put action behind the chapter of your life that you are currently in. And yeah. that's where most people miss, Colton. They just, they don't want to do the long-term work in the chapter that they're in because they're comparing themselves. They're looking at our organizational chart there for my company. Oh, well, I don't have that. Well, guess what? I could look up Ed Milet's organizational chart and it's bigger than that one. That's and right. he's a dear friend in my life. Yeah. But I look and say, Ed's an example for me mm-hmm. that I can continue to get better. I'm not finished. I'm just getting started.
For sure.
So if you're an individual who's just at those infant stages, you don't quit because you don't have the business Ed Milet has. You look and go, that's what's possible. So I'm going to give my all today. Totally. And that's where I think we get so caught up in this world. Well, if I can't have that right now, why would I even start? If I can't look like her, why would I even start? If I can't look like him, why would I even start? Stop comparing yourself.
That's right.
Compare yourself to your best where you are right now. That's and right. when you stack days, these prize fighter days of getting better one day at a time, it's going to change your life. And the byproduct is winning at very high levels.
It's so good. Okay, so talk to me about why does mental toughness matter, right? Because obviously you wrote a book on it. You coach some of the highest performers on the earth. But why does it matter for someone just starting their business or, you know, maybe they have a $3 to $5 million company and they want to take it to the next level? Why does it matter so much?
Well, once again, it's the lesson that kept me at Alabama for 5 years because Nick Saban will throw you out of there. Staying on his payroll for 5 years, that does not happen. And it's the message of standard over feelings.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't allow your feelings to dictate how you show up. Continue to live to the standard that causes you to win. Mm-hmm. Easy definition of mental toughness, personal definition. Success is about your ability. Mental toughness is your ability to get back up one more time than you've been knocked down. Mm-hmm. If you have standards, and we know what those standards are, Colton's standards have changed from what you saw 6 months ago to where they are now. And
that's
boy,
right.
are we about to see some change in Colton because we are going to push him and challenge him mm-hmm. so that he becomes even more of an inspiration for all of you.
That's right.
But you have to remember there's a new standard. What did he say earlier? I eat differently. So now it's an obsession with the right foods rather than the wrong food.
That's right.
It's an obsession with working out rather than sitting on the couch. It's an obsession with chasing his family around rather than being lazy, right? So his obsessions have changed because his standards have changed.
That's right.
The old Colton, his feelings would dictate how he shows up. What does it matter if I eat the chocolate cake? I've had it 6 days in a row anyway. So a seventh day, what the hell difference does it make? You yep. eat the chocolate cake. Hey, I had pizza the last 3 days anyway. So what does it matter if I eat a cheeseburger today?
That's
right. His standards were different. There's no eating chocolate cake 7 days in a row anymore. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's just the standard. So it's standard over feelings.
That's right.
And you don't have to be perfect. Mm. Colton, you may have a day where you can't explain it to me, but you're like, brother, somehow that chocolate chip cookie slipped into my mouth. And I don't know what happened, but yep. it just somehow that cookie made it into my mouth. And somehow I chewed on that chocolate chip cookie and I can't explain it to you, Ben, but it had to happen.
That's right.
And I'll yep. say, Colton, I love you, brother. Thank you for your transparency. And so this is where people have to be honest and not hide. And you say, bro, why did you eat the chocolate chip? I don't know, man. You know, I've always loved chocolate chip cookies. It just hit me. I'll say, Colton, you know what? Thanks for being honest with me, brother. Let's not do it 2 days in a row.
That's right.
Let's go back to the standard. So you got to get up one more time than you've been knocked down. So that chocolate chip cookie may knock you down that one day, but I am not, Colton, going to allow you to start stacking days of chocolate chip cookies.
For sure. Yes. Yeah.
And that's the change.
That's right.
And people don't realize it's not being perfect.
Yep.
It's about you being your best.
That's right. Well, and what's funny too, is my wife has actually taught me this like crazy. She can actually, like, we can go to breakfast, for example, she'll have pancakes and have like one bad meal. Well, then she can eat chicken and broccoli for lunch. Right. I was never able to do that. I'm like, oh, I messed up the day. I have to mess up the whole day. It's like, but now I'm like, hey, if I just have one meal, I don't have to re-engage that for the second meal, the third meal, even the next day. Right. So it's like, or the starting Monday thing. That's what I did for 4 years. It was I would succeed from Monday to Wednesday. I would eat a bad meal Wednesday night. And then I would be like, oh, I'm going to start Monday. And I did that for 4 years, right? And so what I want to tell people too is, you know, I don't know if you know this, Ben, but I was expelled from a university. I had a DUI, right? I was drinking 5-6 nights a week. This was, you know, 9-10 years ago. And then I went down this path of overeating and being obsessed with food. So I actually like when people have that obsession mentality. Like, let's say they're overweight, or maybe they're drinking 4 or 5 nights a week, they're smoking weed all the time. They have something in them that's what I call the obsession mentality. And I had that, right? But I had to channel it to the right things. So I went all in on drinking, on partying, on smoking, on overeating, right? And a lot of people, they feel like, man, I'm in this slump. I'm kind of obsessed with what I'm doing, but it's the wrong things. You can change that in one moment, and you can make a decision to get obsessed with the right things. And in fact, those are the people that change the world. The ones that are actually obsessed with where they want to go, but they channel it the right way.
So I don't say this to impress anybody. It's to impress upon the point. Today was my 1,706th straight day of doing the unrequired workout, which most people cannot do one time. It's not, I've done 20 pushups 1,706 days in a row. It's, I've at least done this 45-minute workout every day. We're knocking on the door of 5 straight years.
It's incredible.
And it's funny because I always joke with my wife. My dad was bipolar, manic depressive, drug addict, alcoholic, addicted to everything under the sun. I mean, you pick an addiction, and he had it at some point in time in his life. So I'm aware of what's in me.
Yeah.
So to your point, I always joke with my wife, if I'm addicted to buying Air Jordans and working out, babe, we're doing pretty good.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I could be addicted to a lot of other things.
For sure.
But my addiction is in my work. My addiction is in never being satisfied. I'm not worried. When you become obsessed with the process.
Yes.
And we talk about that attacking the process, and you start to live these prize fighter days, and you become obsessed with these prize fighter days, the byproduct is going to be, you are going to make more money than you can spend.
That's right.
And why not be obsessed? So it's not even the money. Mm-hmm. It's the obsession of making a difference in somebody's life. It's the obsession of pushing myself physically to say, what's the best example I can be for my kids?
That's right.
And then it's the obsession of just knowing that Jordans are better than, you know, me being addicted to something else.
That's right. So that's right.
Everybody needs to understand, you know, what Colton's sharing is, he had awareness to say, hey, I was addicted to the wrong things.
That's right.
And now he just shared with you, maybe that's you. Maybe you're addicted to the wrong things, and you've accepted being addicted to the wrong things. And I would almost, we could call this episode round two, perspective, right? Perspective shift.
Yes.
He just shifted your perspective and said, hey, you're accepting what's here, but we're shifting the perspective to now say, stop doing those. Let's replace what you're currently addicted with something that's better for you to be addicted to.
That's right.
Go become addicted to success. Yep. Go become addicted to working out. Go become addicted to spending more time with your family. That's go right. Find healthy addictions. It's a great perspective shift.
Yeah. Even if you take the Bible as an example, right? Like Paul, who was literally a murderer of Christians, Jesus went and met Paul on the road to Damascus and transformed his life. And then he became the person that wrote almost the whole New Testament. So even Jesus, God, saw something in Paul, who was obsessed with the wrong things, murdering Christians, you know, going all in on, you know, doing the wrong things. And I think he even saw, like, hey, I would rather have you, I think it's Revelation says, I would rather have you be hot or cold and not lukewarm, you know? So even God's like, I would rather have you choose one or the other. This lukewarm kind of middle ground area is where most people go to die. And I think the reason is because when you're cold, you can make a transformation and choose one day, right? Like when I was on the beach, I just made a decision. I was on the beach. I was really overweight. I was almost 400 pounds. And I actually saw my dad, who's jacked, like the dude's 62 years old, just freaking yoked. And I'm like, how is my dad? Obviously, it's in my genetics to be yoked and jacked. How is my dad 500 times more yoked than I am? And I'm 32 years old and he's 60. So I just made a decision to change my life, where I was all in one direction and then I went all in the right direction. And so, yeah, to elaborate on what you're saying, I just feel like channeling that all in obsession to change your perspective, to go the right direction. I would actually rather have people that are all in than kind of lukewarm, because you can't wake up lukewarm people. It's like, hey, you like want to shake them sometimes and say, come on, man, you can do it, you know? But the people that are maybe depressed, have high levels of anxiety, or in this kind of dark place, they can change their life in one moment and make a decision. Everybody can, and that's where our work comes into play. But I do think some people that are all in either the wrong way or the right way, they have the ability to change their life even more.
See, and this is the conversation we're having. This is it. This is what it's all about. And it's the recommitment to one day at a time.
Yes.
Colton, I know that you can be just as yoked as your father.
Yes, I will.
Because if that's in your blood,
yes,
then you can do it. That might be a longer term vision. It might be we're going to cut weight. Then we're going to build some serious muscle. Then we're going to really tone the muscle.
Yep.
But I look forward. This is what I was so excited about, this opportunity to go on this journey with you this year, is that for people like the man you all see right now on the screen is going to look completely different. You know, mm-hmm. when he comes to St. Louis for this event in a couple of months, he's going to look different. Mm-hmm. When he's in Puerto Rico with us in October, he's going to look completely different. And we're going to have to get your film crew, or we'll just use our film crew and we'll do a couple of these episodes live at some of these stops. But
we should, yes.
You know, let's put each other side by side. You know, when you go to see Andy Elliott in Phoenix every single month, you're going to look different. I want you to look at Colton to be the example.
That's right.
And every month that he changes, mm-hmm. I want you to realize you're in the fight with Colton. You're in the fight with me. You're in the fight with Andy. You're in the fight with all of us.
That's right.
That have become part of this journey together, because it's about you. Totally. And I'm not pointing at Colton right now. I'm pointing at you, mm-hmm. who you're either listening or watching this right now.
Yeah.
And it's going to start for you one day at a time, mm-hmm. because Colton thinks he's accomplished something in 6 months. You just wait, mm-hmm. because the confidence that he's going to have,
yeah.
and the internal peace that he's going to have, and the level of attack that he's going to establish, is going to be the same for you.
That's right.
And that's why you can't compare yourself to Colton if he's got 6 months ahead of you. We got to get you started right now.
That's right.
Which means you got to download this playbook, even though it's free.
Yep.
Or you got to request it from Colton, and we got to get it to you. And you got to build this prize fighter day, and you got to start this 7-day test.
Yep.
And you got to connect to your burn every day and write it down the first thing in the morning. And know that that's how winning is done. It's actually simple. Mm-hmm. Most people are unwilling to do it, but we're here to help you get through it.
That's right. That's right. Okay. I'll end with one thing. So there might be a lot of people listening to this, right? Like, you know, I have listeners that have built $100 million businesses or $50 million companies, right? What would you say, because that's primarily who you work with, are people that are at the highest level. So what do you coach them on to stay in the fight long term? Like what are you saying to them? The exact same stuff.
The same stuff.
Yeah.
Like whether it's one of my athletes who signed a $250 million contract, or one of my clients in business who crossed over $1 billion for the first time, how's he going to get to 2 billion?
Yeah.
You know, how's she going to get to her next level? It's going to be the next action step in the business. Mm-hmm. It's going to be reverse engineering and say, how did we get to the first billion? Mm-hmm. I can tell you, the first time I ever made it to $1 million of revenue, I believe was 2017 in our business. That was the first time that we ever, as a coach and a speaker, crossed over $1 million of revenue. How did I do it the first time? It was a small, and then when we made it the first time, I reverse engineered and said, what mistakes did I make? Mm-hmm. Because if we eliminate those mistakes, now we can stack and get to 2 million faster. Then that's we can right. get to 3 million. Then we can get to 4 million. Then we can get to 5 million. Then you get to 10 million. And you actually, these thresholds come faster.
That's right.
When you're willing to scrutinize and grow and leverage and do the things that work and you eliminate the things that don't. That's so whether right. it's somebody starting from day one or the person trying to go from a billion to 2 billion, you already know what you need to do, but there's probably some things that you're doing that we need to eliminate. And then we just become more consistent in the things that are going to cause you to get to that next threshold faster. That's and right. so I can't hammer this enough. Whether you're going to 2 billion or you're literally at day one, all of us are going to do this one day at a time.
That's right. There's no difference. And what's funny is I want the audience to understand, as you listen to Ben, right? Ben has an 8-figure coaching business, right? He's killing it at the highest level. But the heart behind what he's doing and what I'm doing is we really want to see you transform your life. That's ultimately the goal. I've been the guy that had a DUI. I've had death threats from getting expelled from university. I've been 400 pounds. And I want you guys to see, if I can do it, you can do it. You can transform your life if you just decide to engage the process or attack the process. I like that phrase even better, right? But do it one day at a time and just put in the work every single day. You'll end up where you never even dreamed of. I honestly, when I first started my business, I didn't think we had an opportunity to build a $1 billion business, but the goal changes over time, right? Like we're like, okay, let's get to 10 million. Okay, let's get to 50. Okay, let's get to 75. Let's get to 100. And you just keep resetting the target. So you can't reset the target unless you start the process. So first start the process. Understand that we're here to help you over the next 12 months. You can click it in the show notes. We'll have all the links down there, you know, where you can find the mental toughness playbook. All of it's for free. We're not charging for this. We just want to see you guys change your life and change the process and the story that you tell yourself as to why you can't achieve. Because all of us have a story, and you just got to re-engage that story and shift your perspective. Like he said, this is called a perspective shift, and that's where it all starts. So any last words you would have for the audience, Ben?
One day at a time. That is how winning is done. Connect to your burn. Build your prize fighter days. Without action and limiting your self-talk, you're going to stay right where you are. We're committed to doing this with you, not to keep you where you are, but to take you where you're able to go.
This episode of the Burn Podcast is powered by BenNewmanCoaching.com, your number one source for increasing consistency in your life and building the mental toughness habits required to live the life of your dreams. From self-paced courses to live coaching with Ben and everything in between, head over to BenNewmanCoaching.com and join the thousands of members working to unlock their peak performance every day.